Brought Back All the Goods, Part 2. I want to talk to you about how we get back what was taken from us. In Genesis chapter 14, we see an uprising of all the kings in this region, and Lot, Abram's nephew, was taken captive along with all of his goods and his entire household. And in verses 14 and 15, we see Abram calling together his servants, forming a small militia, a military group to go and rescue Lot and his family. And in verse 16, the Bible says, "So he brought back all the goods." We've been talking about how the enemy, all unclean spirits, evil spirits, demons, and Satan are referred to as thieves in the book of John chapter 10, verse 10, and that the thief has been sent to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that part of our job as being Christians is to stand up for righteousness and to say, no, this is not okay for the enemy to come in and to steal from my family, to steal our joy. And if you are tired of being stolen from, it's time we say, enough. I choose to stand in the light. I choose to stand in righteousness. I would like to propose to you three ways of how you might be able to take back what has been stolen from you. Number one, take out all the debris from your house that does not bring the Lord honor. You see, as long as you have items in your home that do not bring the Lord glory, it is setting up a foothold, a stronghold that allows the enemy to come in and snatch from you, to steal from you. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 29, we see King Hezekiah cleansing the temple. And in verse 16, the Bible says, "Then the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all the debris that they found in the temple of the Lord to the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it out and carried it to the brook Kidron." They purged the temple. Everything that was not of the Lord, they took out, they got rid of. And so to the things that are not honoring in our lives, they need to be removed from our houses if you don't want to give the enemy a stronghold. Number two, renew your mind. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Apostle Paul writes, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." How do you renew your mind? You saturate yourself in God by soaking in Him, by spending time in the Word, in prayer, getting on your knees before the Lord, saturating your mind in the Word of God. And number three, if you want to regain what has been stolen from you, you need to cry out to the Lord. One way to do that is through prayer and fasting. The book of Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6 talks about fasting. Isaiah writes, speaking in the word of the Lord, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke?" Something happens when we say no to our flesh and we deny our body's physical food. And we say, "Lord, I'm going to take time to seek you. I'm tired of being robbed of my joy. I'm tired of the enemy coming in and stealing from my family. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to fast perhaps 24 hours, perhaps more, perhaps less. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart, I'm going to seek you, Lord." And something happens. The bonds of wickedness are loosed, the heavy burdens are undone, the oppressed are set free, and the yokes are broken off. Let's just say a quick prayer together. In the name of Jesus Christ, I desire to follow after you, Lord. Help me to get rid of everything in my household that does not bring you glory. Help me to renew my mind. Lord, I desire to seek you, to humble myself before you, to fast if necessary before you as I seek your face. Help me, Lord. Restore to me, Lord, what has been taken from me. Restore peace, restore joy, restore my family, restore finances, I ask. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.